This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. General Electric told investors today that its CEO, John Flannery, was out after only about a year on the job. The company also said, yeah, it's not going to make that profit forecast this year. Frankly, things are not great at GE, which raises the question, what is the role of an industrial conglomerate in today's economy anyway? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
General Electric is a far cry from the company Thomas Edison co-founded back in the 1890s. Today, GE makes aircraft engines, equipment for oil and gas production, and medical imaging, among many other things. Perhaps too many things, says John Joseph. He teaches management at the University of California, Irvine.
It is a time when the industrial conglomerate is gone.
He says competition and market conditions change very quickly today, so companies have to react on a dime.
Typically, big industrial conglomerates, one does not think of being nimble.
GE's been trying to focus. The firm sold its insurance outfit years ago and reined in its lending business after heavy losses during the financial crisis. Lawrence White, economics professor at NYU, says these focus trends tend to ebb and flow. While GE is trying to get smaller,
Amazon is going in the opposite direction.
He's right. Amazon's got grocery stores, web services, and is talking about getting into healthcare. All a far cry from its original idea of just mailing you books. But John Joseph at UC Irvine argues that Amazon is different because it's leveraging a central platform. So even though it appears to be spread out, it's more focused than it seems.
Amazon is attempting to bring, you know, those that are selling stuff together with those that are buying stuff. GE is a different beast.
And one that has to move much more quickly than it has in the past. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.